This is the Eye on Potatoes, brought to you by the National Potato Council. The Eye is the place to tune in for conversations with growers and thought leaders on advocacy, production, and all things potatoes. Now, here's your host, Lane Nordland.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another conversation on the Eye on Potatoes podcast. Lane Nordland, happy to be with you as always. And of course, this program brought to you by our friends at Syngenta, providing grower solutions out in the countryside. For more on all they provide the potato industry, just visit them online today. Well, as we approach Potato Expo 2024, there's a lot in store for producers, exhibitors, and of course, just attendees in general heading to Austin, Texas, January 10th through the 11th. And one of the really cool sessions that's going to take place on the Expo stage will be fueling performance across generations. And really, the focus of that conversation is going to be food as medicine. And I'm excited to learn more about this in person at Expo, but joining us today is our friend, Chef RJ Harvey with Potatoes USA. And RJ, of course, we're going to talk about food as medicine and really dive into some of the really cool certification and all the work that Potatoes USA is doing to really put potatoes as a vegetable at the forefront of healthy diets, incorporating that with a medical aspect of as well. But as we approach the holidays, how are things going for you at Potatoes USA and the team there as well?
Oh, Lane, everything is going fantastic here at Potatoes USA. You know, we have been really focused on all of our marketing programs. And culinary as a support program for all of those marketing efforts has really been juking and jiving, so to speak. We have been on the road, both myself and Chef Aurora Hollenbeck, who's our executive sous chef at Potatoes USA. We actually just got back from Dallas doing some work with some food service operators. Prior to that, we had a host of chefs in the Spud Lab working with potatoes of all different kinds and all different formats, just getting them really excited about different ways that potatoes can help their business, and just really kind of energizing them about the versatility and all the options that potatoes can provide them on their menu so that they can serve delicious, nutritious, flavorful foods to all of their customers. So we've just been, you know, running on all cylinders. It's been great.
Well, I just think that's great. And that really just ties into our conversation today, RJ, about food as medicine. And somebody may be listening to this like, okay, what path are we going down with this conversation? So from your perspective as the culinary director, as a chef, and working with potatoes every day, for our listeners, can you explain what is culinary medicine?
Absolutely. So culinary medicine is pretty much as simple as it sounds, but there are some nuances there. Really, it's about treating food as the primary way that we either can prevent disease or we can help combat disease. Most of the diseases that we have in this country and around the world really kind of happen to be nutrition-related diseases, whether that be cardiac disease, whether that be certain types of cancer, whether that be type 2 diabetes, all of these are impacted by the foods and the food choices that we make on a regular basis. And so culinary medicine or food as medicine really surrounds this notion that, well, let's start first by looking at the foods that we're ingesting and that we're consuming on a daily basis and how that can impact our health outcomes. I believe that the founder of medicine, back to Greek times, said that let food be thy medicine, and that's really what we're focused on in the forefront here.
So when we look at this in particular to the potato industry, I guess why is this important? What's that message you have for the producers in the countryside, but also the consumers that are making these buying decisions in the grocery store as well?
Yeah, it's super important, right? I think the first thing that we want to communicate not only to the industry, but to all the consumers across the nation is that potatoes are first and foremost a nutrient-dense vegetable, right? They contain so many wonderful things for us. First and foremost, complex carbohydrates. They are a good source of potassium. They are a great source of vitamin C. Potassium in particular is a nutrient of concern, meaning that most Americans don't consume enough potassium. And so, you know, when we start talking about federal regulations and how potatoes are classified, it's really important that we continue to strengthen the message that potatoes are a vegetable. People automatically associate vegetables with health, vitality, nutrition. And that is step one in the matter. And then from there, you can kind of drill in more into the specific nutrients that potatoes provide. But really, when it comes down to it, complex carbohydrates are a way that you can fuel yourself throughout the day. And, you know, potatoes are a vegetable that people crave on the regular. They're America's most loved vegetable. And so when we have this conversation with our friends, families, those in our communities, just constantly reinforcing the fact that potatoes are a vegetable is a great place to start. And really, we want to influence people eating more fruits and vegetables across their diet and having a variety. But when you start off with something as wonderful as potatoes and you are able to kind of showcase not only delicious ways that they can be prepared, but they're also a nutrient-dense vegetable, that kind of tells the whole story all in one fell swoop.
So from your role at Potatoes USA and the entire team there, what is some of the work being done to expand upon this category? I know that you've been working with several different entities, and you have your Spud Lab, and there's a different certification process that that you've all been working with as well. Could you maybe just expand upon just the work that Potatoes USA is doing to work more in this category, but also grow the presence of all those different items that we just talked about on the healthy options with potatoes?
So we have first started off by bringing on board Bonnie Johnson. Bonnie Johnson is a registered dietitian, nutritionist, that is our director of nutrition at Potatoes USA. And she has been with us now for a little over a year and a half. And it has just been great to have her on staff first and foremost. She goes out and she just spearheads the conversations about nutrition and how potatoes fit into that conversation, not only for reputation management around potato nutrition, but also about how potatoes can show up on the plate. She works with dietitians across the country and also attends a lot of nutrition and wellness conferences, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, really defending potato nutrition against those who seemingly have an issue with how potatoes are impacting America's diets. So on top of that, we have this beautiful space in Denver, Colorado at our headquarters, and it's called the Spud Lab. And so Bonnie, myself, and I, and also our executive sous chef Aurora Hollenbeck, are all working to get certified in culinary medicine. We are far along the track of getting certified in culinary medicine. This is a program through a organization called Food as Medicine, or Food Meets Health. And what that does is it is actually a nutrition education program started by Tulane University. And really, this was the first kind of foray into food as medicine. And so what this allows us to do is this allows us to have three certified trainers at Potatoes USA in the Spud Lab, really bringing in doctors, nurses, allied health professionals, and those working in the healthcare space to educate their patients on how food can be treated as medicine and how food should be treated as medicine. It'll be the first location outside of a hospital in the United States to be able to certify our healthcare practitioners in this way. And, you know, what's really interesting is many people may not know this, but most doctors and those working in the healthcare field outside of registered dietitians don't have very much nutritional education as part of their core curriculum when they're going through medical school. And so when you go to your doctor, when you go to your local nurses for help in, what should you be eating? a lot of them just don't have the nutritional background to give that expertise and that knowledge. Of course, there are registered dietitians. I also happen to be a registered dietitian. We are able to give that nutrition advice out to our clients and patients. However, people trust their doctors more so than they tend to rely on some of those other allied healthcare professionals that are out there. And so what we're able to do now is we're able to then teach those doctors and nurses a little bit more on the background of nutrition, how food can be really the forefront of both combating disease or helping prevent disease as well. And this is just absolutely monumental for the entire potato industry. I just can't tell you how excited all of us are to be a part of this, because this is definitely groundbreaking and earth-shattering.
What are some of just these innovations that you've just seen or experiencing? And you know what? This truly changes the game and how we can share the potato story to consumers, health officials, and just the public in general.
Well, I tell you, a big part of us doing the certification process is you do a lot of hands-on cooking classes with the groups. Now, these have been virtual, and it's really interesting because, you know, we're in a larger group of other healthcare professionals, and we will log in and cook along with each other with certain recipes that have been identified within the Health Meets Food organization. Now, some of these recipes focus on different disease states, whether that's people with celiac disease or people with type 2 diabetes. And we'll create recipes that, you know, will actually help address some of these medical issues. What I find fascinating about it is the conversations that you have with some of the allied healthcare professionals during these live cooking sessions. And it gives us a unique opportunity to talk about how potatoes can be incorporated into these dishes. When I think about celiac disease, where you cannot consume gluten, even a very small amount of gluten can really cause some real health complications for people with celiac. And so offering up potatoes as a quintessential and really vital ingredient in any type of recipe where you're trying to go gluten-free, because potatoes are naturally gluten-free, is a wonderful way to start a conversation. We can use potatoes as a breading or a filler or a coating on different types of foods. And instead of opting for breadcrumbs or anything that may contain gluten, or a simple side dish, right? Utilizing potatoes in such a way where it gives people the knowledge that they need to have so that they can educate their patients on foods that they should be consuming if they have certain disease states is absolutely monumental. And just having these little conversations where doctors and nurses are like, oh yeah, absolutely. I don't tend to think about potatoes in that way. But yes, you're absolutely right. They are gluten-free. They are a low sodium, no fat, no cholesterol, no trans fat food that just works well in so many of these wonderful nutrient-dense recipes that really get people excited. And so from there, what myself and Bonnie and Aurora can do is we can not only showcase that potatoes are nutrient dense, but we can also showcase that they're delicious and very versatile, which is extremely important, because when you want people to eat healthful, nutritious foods, you want to make sure that the food tastes great. Otherwise, nobody's going to be excited to eat it. And there's no better way to start than America's favorite vegetable.
Now, again, Chef RJ Harvey joins us. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank our friends at Syngenta, but we're going to talk about how the folks that are attending Potato Expo can learn more about food as medicine and how the potato is playing a big role in that, along with some other generational aspects of the food industry. But first, these messages from our friends at Syngenta.
Syngenta cares about potato producer productivity and offers a wide variety of seed treatment options, protecting your investment from the beginning. Syngenta's all-liquid seed treatment Cruiser Max Vibrance Potato offers protection from harmful insect pests, including Colorado potato beetle, green peach aphid, and leafhoppers. Additionally, Cruiser Max Vibrance Potato delivers immediate protection against fungal diseases. Contact your local retailer for information on Cruiser Max Vibrance Potato, Cruiser Max Potato Extreme, or Maxim MZ to find out what best fits your farm needs.
Again, a big thank you to our friends at Syngenta for sponsoring the Eye on Potatoes podcast. And as we come back to our conversation today with Chef RJ Harvey with Potatoes USA, we're talking about food as medicine and how potatoes, of course, are a part of that equation. And coming up, Potato Expo 2024, Austin, Texas, January 10th through the 11th. One of these great sessions that's going to take place on the expo stage on noon, starting at noon on Thursday, January 11th, will be the Fueling Performance Across Generations panel. RJ will be a part of that panel, and food as medicine will be a part of that conversation. But there's also going to be more conversations about the different consumer generation groups. And I'm really intrigued. I'm looking forward to this panel just because every generation has different preferences. They have different favorite foods. And of course, they look at food differently, of course, every single generation. RJ, what can folks expect to take away from this expo stage panel that will be taking place there on Thursday of Potato Expo this year?
Yeah, Lane, people can be really excited to see just a dynamic conversation about how potatoes really do transcend lots of different generations, right? And how potatoes show up for each one of these generations throughout the years, and how Potatoes USA is marketing to these various groups in different ways. You're going to have myself up on stage, of course. You will have Marisa Stein, who is our Director of Marketing Programs, as well as the wonderful Bonnie Johnson will be up on stage as well. And so what all three of us bring to the table is really some various backgrounds. Obviously, myself from the culinary side of things and understanding how potatoes are prepared in different ways to get people excited about consuming potatoes. Marisa brings a fascinating background in marketing to this conversation and how we're reaching various demographics, specifically Gen Z. You know, she is going to be talking a lot about the various avenues in which we are marketing in new and interesting ways to reach these targeted demographics so that they are compelled to consume more potatoes. And then Bonnie's going to drive it home, really not only focusing in on the food as medicine conversation, but also about some of the wonderful work that she's doing, speaking with food nutrition researchers, and also her travels in influencing how potatoes show up on the plate and in the nutrition conversation among some of the top tier nutrition decision makers, not only here in this country, but around the world. So it's going to be a fascinating conversation. We're going to talk about how, you know, we've created this recipe for success in marketing potatoes to different demographics, but also show you some wonderful mouthwatering potato iterations and dishes that really kind of drive that conversation home, because potatoes are a very unique commodity where we don't tend to eat them in their raw state, right? You want to prepare potatoes in these mouthwatering, delectable ways that get people excited about potatoes. And then after you get them hooked from that perspective, then you drive home the fact that potatoes are a nutrient-dense vegetable that everybody loves. And it's just a wonderful, heartwarming conversation for anybody to be a part of if they're in the potato industry.
Well, again, that Fueling Performance Across Generations panel will take place Thursday, January 11th, starting at noon, right on the main stage, the expo stage there in Austin. But RJ, I can't let you go without talking about the Street and Potatoes, a battle for the best tacos. That, of course, is going to be one of those fun live-action cooking events on the expo stage. That'll be on January 10th, the first day of expo there, starting at noon as well. What do folks have in store for this battle for the best tacos?
Well, we are going to be in Austin, Texas, which is quite possibly one of the top taco locations in the entire world. You know, when people talk about tacos, you just see them get lit up with excitement. They're smiling, the mouths start watering, and all of a sudden they want to be part of the conversation. I love a good taco. And potatoes are one of those really interesting commodity products that fit wonderfully into tacos. I mean, I can't think of a better food or vegetable that fits into a taco. I mean, you can pair potatoes with just about anything, but think about what potatoes provide, right? They provide this wonderful satiation. They make you feel fuller longer. They taste great. They have wonderful texture and wonderful versatility. They take on flavors beautifully. I'm thinking right now of how great a wonderful steak and potato taco would be with some other wonderful flavors, seasonings, condiments, hot sauce, right? And then, of course, from there, you can choose what type of taco shell you're using, right? Is it corn? Is it flour? Is it potato? I don't know. It can be all sorts of wonderful things. So we're going to be down in Austin, Texas, home of some of the best tacos in the world, and we're just going to be having a good time up there on the expo stage with some wonderful chefs and cooks that are going to be up there talking about their love of potatoes, executing some wonderful dishes full of flavor. And it's going to be fun to see. I can't wait to see what all the contestants put together for us up there on the expo stage. But I know one thing's going to be for sure. We're going to make sure that they are full of flavor, and they're starting with America's favorite vegetable, first and foremost, the potato.
Well, again, I'm looking forward to seeing you and Chef Jason Morse out of Colorado as well up on there for Street and Potatoes, a battle for the best tacos. That will be there at noon on the first day of Potato Expo 2024 in Austin, Texas. Well, RJ, I don't want to hold you up any much longer, but I've really enjoyed our conversation today and look forward to learning more during Expo, especially the food as medicine conversation. Just any last thoughts you would just like to share with our audience here today?
Yeah, one last thing. I would just like to say, you know, our marketing programs at Potatoes USA are really working hard to make sure that we are putting the best information we can out in front of all of our target audiences. But one of those target audiences is the entire potato industry. We're here to support each and every one of you. And so if you have any great ideas or have questions on any of our programs that we're going to be showcasing, not only at Expo, but what we work on hard throughout the year, please let any one of us know. Feel free to reach out to anybody in our marketing program, and we will be sure to address any questions, comments, concerns that you may have. We're here for you all. And please, if you're in the Denver area and want to check out the Spud Lab, come on by. Let us know.
Well, again, Chef RJ Harvey with Potatoes USA joining us. We look forward to seeing him and everyone at Potato Expo 2024, January 10th through the 11th. You can still get registered, get that hotel room, and we'll see you down in Austin. RJ, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Lane. Appreciate the opportunity, and looking forward to seeing you down in Austin, Texas.
It's going to be a great time. Again, Potato Expo 2024, heading to Austin, January 10th through the 11th. I'm Lane Northlund. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the National Potato Council's Eye on Potatoes podcast with host Lane Northlund. For more information, visit nationalpotatocouncil.org and make sure to subscribe to the podcast today.